Albeit that good works, which are the fruits of faith and follow after justification, cannot put away our sins and endure the severity of God's judgment, yet are they pleasing and acceptable to God in Christ, and do spring out necessarily of the true and lively faith. Insomuch that by them a lively faith may be as evidently known as a tree discerned by the fruit. We'll come back to that in a while and think about what that means and how that ties in with what the Bible teaches about good works. Let me pray once again. Father, thank you for your word, and we do pray as we read it now and think about it in the context of Article 12, that you would indeed help us see Christ. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Paul writes, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It was by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in the kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It's the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." This is the word of the Lord. Well, we're going to think about the article that I read earlier on, that we read earlier on, in three sections, and we're going to use Ephesians chapter 2 as our guide on the way through it. So the sections are basically the three parts that it divides up into. So the first section, albeit that good works, which are the fruits of faith, and follow after justification, cannot put away our sins and endure the severity of God's judgment. Good works cannot save us. Good works cannot win us brownie points with God. Good works cannot leverage anything spiritual for us. Can you see how that's expressed in the article? I think it can come up again. There you go. Good works are the fruit of faith, and they follow after justification. So what's justification? Justification is when we are made right with God, just as if I'd lived Jesus' life. Justified, just as if I'd lived Jesus' life. You see, when Jesus died on the cross, we're very familiar with the idea, aren't we, that he took our sin upon himself. We're probably less familiar, some of us, than is good for us, with the idea that that was the beginning of a great exchange, that he took our sin and swapped it for his righteousness. He justified us. He clothed us with his righteousness. He took our raggedy, sinful coverings of clothes, as it were, and clothed us, cloaked us in his perfect, clean, royal robes, that we can stand before God spiritually dressed appropriately. Following on from that justification comes good works. Good works do not cause God to give us anything. We cannot earn a single thing from God. Even our best good works are as nothing compared to God's perfection and God's awesomeness and God's greatness. That's not to say that they're not good. We'll come to that in a moment. But compared to God and his perfection and his works, our good works are as nothing. They count not at all towards our salvation. They count not at all to make us more godly in and of themselves. When this article was written, it was on the back end of the Reformation. And one of the big arguments of the Reformation was, what are the place of good works in the life of people? The Roman Catholic Church at that time, and still officially, believed and believes that Jesus' death has done lots, but people need to add to what he has done in order to stay in a state of grace. We have that saying, don't we? Fallen from grace. It comes from this idea that if you don't do the right sort of thing, you can fall out of God's grace somehow. And we need to do lots of good things to stay within that state of grace. But what did Ephesians 2 tell us? Ephesians 2 told us twice, didn't it, that we have been saved by grace, that we were dead in our sins, that we were far away from God, but God has saved us by grace. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, in order that in the coming ages we might show the incomparable riches of what? His grace. Ephesians 2 starts out with people being far, far, far away from God, deserving his wrath. And that is the place of everybody who doesn't trust in Jesus, and the place where all of us were before we trusted in Jesus. Far away from God, deserving his wrath. There was nothing we could do to win our place back with God. Nothing that we could do to make up for our sin. Nothing. It was by grace that we have been saved. Entirely by grace. And if we're those who are trusting in Jesus and keep trusting in Jesus, we cannot fall out of grace. We're safe in him. We're rescued once and for all. Good works play no part in us becoming Christian. They play no part in making us holy. So what's their point then? The second part of our article. Yet are they pleasing and acceptable to God in Christ? And do spring out necessarily of a true and lively faith? What's the article saying there? Well, it's saying that good works, no, they don't play any part in us becoming a Christian. Nothing at all. But The good works performed by Christians are pleasing to God because they're worked out in Christ. When we become a Christian, we're clothed in Christ's righteousness, but we are then included in Christ. And we live our Christian lives empowered by the Holy Spirit. In fact, as we live our Christian lives, it is His power that is causing us to live as Christians. And therefore, the good works that we do, the being kind to people, looking after one another, the loving other Christians, the loving our neighbours, sharing the good news of the gospel with people, all manner of good works are done in the power of the Holy Spirit. And in fact, by the Holy Spirit working through us. So of course, at that point, they are acceptable to God in Christ. And more than that, do you notice the last few words there? They do spring out necessarily of a true and lively faith. Have a look with me at Ephesians 2 and verse 10. For we, as Christians, are God's handiwork. We're made into Christians, given a new self, a new life by God, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Friends, Christians are created to worship Jesus and to do good works. And every Christian is filled with the Holy Spirit, and those good works that he performs will necessarily spring out of us. You can't be a Christian and not do good works. Impossible. Because they necessarily spring out of us. Because God has created us to walk in those good works, to live them out, and He will empower us to do that by His Holy Spirit. Isn't that a wonderful thing? We can't help but do good works. Yes, we miss out on doing a whole load of the ones we ought to be doing, and we confess our sin, don't we? We say sorry to God for that, for missing those opportunities, missing those chances. And we say sorry to God for really stuffing up and doing bad stuff as well. However, just as flowers grow up in flower beds amongst the weeds, so good works necessarily spring out of a real lively faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So what can we say so far? We can say so far that good works play absolutely no part in us becoming Christians. They play no part in us currying God's favor. However, a Christian cannot help but do the good works that God has planned out for us to do. And therefore, the last part of our article today. Yet, are good works pleasing and acceptable to God in Christ? Look, wrong bit. Here we go. Insomuch that by them a lively faith may be as evidently known as a tree discerned by the fruit. Insomuch that by them, by good works, a lively faith may be as evidently known as a tree discerned by the fruit. How do you tell if somebody is a real, genuine Christian? Yes, they may well be, that they will absolutely be saying all they believe in all the right things, but also their life will in some measure match up to that. Their life will involve doing good works, starting with loving the family of believers, loving other Christians, sometimes loving other Christians to the point of losing their own life. but more often than not, loving other Christians to the point of inconvenience, but an inconvenience that's never counted. Looking after neighbours, helping those who need help, giving financially, giving themselves to prayer, gathering with God's people for mutual encouragement, like this tonight, and all manner of good things. And just as in a few weeks' time, we'll see are the berries in the spring or are they in the autumn? They're in the spring, aren't they? Berries are autumn. Peter knows about these things. He's a gardener. Just as a few weeks ago, we had berries out in the churchyard. And you could tell what sort of tree it was from the berries that were falling out of them. It's the yew trees, wasn't it, that were causing a sludge on the floor. And you can tell that it's a yew tree because of the berries. And so you can tell it's a Christian, that they're a Christian, somebody who is one of Jesus' people, because they are walking in the good works that the Lord has laid out for them to walk in, as well as holding firmly to the truth as once revealed in the scriptures. So good works play no part in us gaining anything from God. Good works will necessarily spring out from Christians. And good works prove that somebody who claims to be a Christian really is a Christian. Let me pray. Our Father, we praise you that our good works do not play any part in us being saved, because they wouldn't be able to get anywhere towards that whatsoever. We praise you that our salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone. And yet we praise you so much that you have given us this huge privilege of good works springing out of us. We pray, Father, that we would be those who spot those opportunities to do good works, to love one another, to help one another, to love our community, help our community in all sorts of different ways. Please help us to spot those. And we're sorry for the times when we miss. We're sorry for the times when our good works aren't obvious, and when we swap them for rebellious, sinful works. And Father, we do ask that we would all be those whose faith is evident because of what we believe and how we live. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.